Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Formula Friday, the Sound of Chemistry podcast. I'm your host, Lorraine Dahlmeier, CEO of Organic Cosmetic Formulation School, Formula Botanica. We teach award-winning online courses in natural skincare and hair care formulation. And this week, I'm joined by Audrey Wesson, Marketing Associate at Inalex, global manufacturer of specialty ingredients for the personal care and cosmetics industries. So welcome to Formula Friday, Audrey.
Hi, Lorraine. Thank you so much for having me.
So what has Inalex been formulating this week?
I'm glad you asked. So today we are going to talk about a shampoo bar. So it's a solid shampoo that is part of our new formulation concept kit called Rethink. And the idea behind these formulations, including this shampoo bar we're talking about this week, is rethinking product formats, packaging, really the whole product under the umbrella of sustainability and fun, new, interesting experiences for consumers.
Wow, that sounds super exciting. And I'm a chartered environmentalist. I'm all about sustainability, so I can't wait to hear more about this. So can you run us through the ingredients included in your shampoo bar?
Yes, definitely. So it's a really clean and natural ingredient list. It definitely appeals to, you know, the clean beauty consumer, the natural beauty consumer. It's sulfate-free and silicone-free. Although it is a solid bar, I wouldn't consider this, or I wouldn't claim waterless, because there is some water binding the starches in the shampoo bar, but it is a very concentrated form of shampoo. So instead of the typical liquid shampoo, which has about 80 to 90% water, this only has a few percentage points, I think two, to bind the starches in. So again, it's really a concentrated form of shampoo. One thing I love about this formulation is that it's really not stripping. You know, it doesn't have any harsh salts or sulfates, but it also has a conditioning element. So I have really thin, fine hair. And when I use this, it doesn't strip out all the oils or moisture. You're really getting a nice clean without drying out your hair. And that conditioning element is coming from Aminosensyl HC, which is a 100% natural cationic conditioning agent from Inalex. We're really proud to release this into the market last year because it's the first of its kind, first natural, 100% natural conditioning agent. So that's a really nice addition for conditioners, but also here in a shampoo where you want to rehydrate, you know, nourish the tresses while you're cleansing. This bar could even be used as like a two-in-one shampoo and conditioner or a co-wash because of that hydrating component. So yeah, that's the primary workhorse here, that Aminosensyl HC. It also includes a 100% natural dimethicone alternative called Lexfeel N5MB. So those of you that use your dimethicones in formulating, they provide a really nice slip and glide, a very light coating on the hair that keeps it light and dry, but gives you a little bit of shine and nourishment. So this is imparting all of those same properties, but in a natural silicone-free component instead of using that silicone. So that's the Lexfeel N5MB. All of our solid formats, including this shampoo bar, are preserved. This one because it has a little bit of water in it. But also, if you think of the way you use a shampoo bar, it's going to sit in the shower. Maybe water collects on top of it or it doesn't dry out fully one day. So we always want to make sure they're adequately preserved. And for this, we use LexGuard Natural, which is a caprol glycol alternative preservation component. In addition, we have some cocoa butter, some jojoba seed oil, argan oil for additional moisturization. But yeah, those are the main components of the shampoo bar.
It sounds amazing. So can you take us through any particular formulation steps when making the shampoo bar?
Sure, yes. One interesting thing about this product is that they're actually all hand-pressed. So because you're using a starch base with some light surfactants and only a little bit of water, It's very different, perhaps, from a traditional shampoo. Basically, combining your oil phase with the conditioning agents, some additional structuring, the cocoa butter, argan oil, these types of ingredients. And then you are mixing them into your starch and surfactant base. And then you get this sort of dough type mixture. And then you use tapioca starch, similar to how you would use a flour on the outside of your dough. So this is making sure it doesn't stick to the final press you put it into, and also, you know, kind of keep the structure and the dryness of the bar. You break it up into little pieces. Again, we used a mooncake press. So just like cooking a mooncake, you press the dough into these fun little shapes. We did ours in a flour shape on in the mooncake press, and again the tapioca starch helps it not stick to the press.
Sounds fantastic. Okay, so where can our listener find out more about this shampoo bar formula?
Certainly. You can visit nlx.com. We have this formulation available for download. The first page will kind of bring you through how to use it. Some people aren't necessarily used to using solid shampoos. So we walk you through that, a little bit of the claims you can make, like the silicone-free, sulfate-free, things like this. And then on the back, you'll see the full formulation with instructions of how to make it. So yeah, just visit our website at nlx.com.
Thanks for sharing that. Well, happy mixing, and thank you for listening.